रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 113. Bharata returns to Ayodhya. The recitation begins now. Bharata placed the sandals of Lord Rama on his head with deep devotion and got into the chariot with Shatrughna, his face beaming with joy. Vasishtha, Vamadeva, Jabali and other chief ministers travelled before him. They went round the sacred Mandakini and Chitrakuta, hallowed by the presence of Rama and Sita, and travelled due east along the base of the mountain until they were at the ashrama of sage Bharadwaja. Bharata descended from his chariot and laid his head at the feet of the Maharishi. The sage blessed him and said, "Dear boy, saw you Rama? How did your mission fare?" And Bharata replied, "Holy sir, I entreated him in diverse ways and said Vasishtha was good enough to back me strongly. But Rama would not be turned from his purpose. He would not break his word to his father. He would abide by it and live in the woods for 14 years. Then Vasishtha, the wise one, said to him, "Bestow your hearty blessings on these sandals of yours and give them to Bharata. They will spiritually assist him to govern the kingdom during your absence. My brother and the Maharishi were adepts in the art of speech, so Rama agreed to it. Facing the east, he placed his feet on these sandals, impregnated them with the power to assist me in governing the kingdom, and handed them to me. His commands are upon me that I should return to Ayodhya with them." Bharadwaja was rejoiced to hear it and exclaimed, "O best of men, most pure of heart and deed, it is no wonder that water always seeks the lowest level. It is no wonder that there dwells in you the dharma of following in the footsteps of the great and abiding by their commands. It is wrong to say that the Emperor Dasharatha is dead and is no more when he has a son whose knowledge of the mysteries of dharma is equaled but by his practice of it. The books spell that the father lives forever through his noble sons. Hence, it is right to say that Dasharatha is immortal." Bharata touched his feet in deep reverence, went round him and took leave of him to proceed to Ayodhya. They crossed the river Yamuna in good time and reached Sringabharapura. From there they travelled on until Ayodhya came in sight. Bharata was filled with unspeakable misery to behold the capital of Kosala, widowed of his father and brethren, and said to Sumatra, "Lo, it seems almost that the town is deserted and in ruins. Shorn of its glory and lustre, it gives no sign of life, human or otherwise." Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.